plaster cast subject of this podcast is commonly known as the portrait of Marcus Aurelius. The original head is made from marble and is thought to be from an over-life-size statue of the emperor. To put the size of the statue into perspective, the head alone is 17 inches in length. We believe the statue was made between 170 and 180 CE during Marcus Aurelius' rule over Rome. Presumably, only the head was acquired in 1805, since we do not have the rest of the body. Eventually, the British Museum purchased the original marble piece and has had possession of it since. Unfortunately, the original bust is currently not on display, so it's beneficial that the Wilcox Museum shows a plaster copy. What makes this portrait easily recognizable as Marcus Aurelius is its long, curly hair and beard. Since many other Roman emperors preferred short hair and clean faces, it's no wonder Aurelius' hairstyle makes him stand out. Another interesting aspect of this portrait is that the emperor is decorated with a veil and a wreath of corn. The wreath may be an homage to Dea Dia, or Ceres, the Roman goddess of fertility and bountiful harvest. Although there is no clear indication as to why this religious decoration was incorporated into the portrait, historians suggest that the statue was meant to represent Marcus Aurelius as a priest for the Arval Brethren, who were known to partake in sacrifices for the hope of good harvest. The most significant feature of this bust is the expression on Marcus Aurelius' face. Although other portraits of Roman emperors express pride and power, Aurelius appears somber, maybe even exhausted. When his face is closely analyzed, we can see imperfections in his skin that signify fatigue. The first flaw that stands out is the heavy bags under his eyes. There are also visible wrinkles in his face. Usually, premature wrinkles are developed from constant stress, so the fact that Aurelius' portrait calls attention to them is almost alarming. In addition, his eyes make him appear as if he has dissociated from the world. Overall, the impression the face gives is chilling. Many have referred to this portrait and other similar ones of Marcus Aurelius as psychological reflections. In her book, Roman Sculpture, Diana E.E. Kleiner explains, "The portraiture of Marcus Aurelius is of special interest because it reflects the stages of life and expresses the inner workings of his mind in an unprecedented way. Marcus's extant portraits show him develop from a carefree and handsome crown prince to a militarily strong but merciful world ruler, and ultimately to a tired and disillusioned Stoic philosopher." This is especially fascinating because most Roman sculptors were focused on presenting emperors as perfect and in their prime, as seen in the Wilcox Collection's cast of a bust of Augustus. However, Marcus Aurelius was represented more realistically, based on the state of his reign. The good times were portrayed perfectly, and the bad was awfully depicted. Knowing most images of Marcus Aurelius were based on his life stages, we can confidently assume this head was created toward the end of his reign. Throughout his time as emperor, Rome was constantly in war and took a devastating loss of population after the Antonine Plague. In his personal writings, entitled Meditations, we can understand how Marcus Aurelius was thinking during these detrimental crises. Many of the passages revolve around conceptions of death. In Book 8, he writes, "Fear of death is fear of what we may experience, nothing at all, or something quite new. But if we experience nothing, we can experience nothing bad. And if our experience changes, then our existence will change with it, change but not cease." In other words, people should not fear death because either they would never have to experience bad things, or they would just begin a new life without experiencing death at all. Aurelius's focus on death can be traced to the many losses he had to endure during his reign. Knowing this, we can understand the immense, exhausting stress this emperor underwent and why the marble bust depicted it. Overall, the portrait of Marcus Aurelius is a remarkable piece that possesses significance not only in relation to the ancient Roman world, but to modern society as well. Oftentimes, it seems like we forget that these figures were actual people at one point, and not just characters in a fifth grade history textbook. This bust is so interesting because it depicts the hardship and exhaustion a Roman emperor endured, especially in the case of Marcus Aurelius. It does not portray the glamorous, romanticized leader we often see in Hollywood film. For instance, in the 1951 film Quo Vadis, Emperor Nero is depicted as a rich leader surrounded with expensive luxuries. However, the bust of Marcus Aurelius demonstrates the extensive, heavy truth in the most minute details. With portraitures like this one, we should attempt to get rid of the perception of Roman emperors being immensely extravagant and start to understand that some were mentally struggling, but were still expected to be the strength for an entire empire.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.